Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thank you very much for joining me today. If you just tuned in, if you've been here a while, thanks a lot. We appreciate that very much. We're going to try to make it worth, make your time here with us worth your while. And one of the guys who's going to help me do that is Sam Norwood. Sam is with Tatum Partners, and as I told you earlier, he and his organization poll about 400 of their partners around the country, people who are out there just like you and me, where the rubber meets the road, doing our business in the marketplace and buying and selling and paying things off, hopefully, and dealing with banks and all kinds of regular business stuff. And they report back to Sam and tell him what's going on out there, what they think is happening right now, what they think is going to happen over the next 90 or so days. Sam joins us about once a month to give us a report on this. And Sam Norwood, welcome back to the show.
Pleasure to be with you, Jim.
It's good to have you back, as always. You know, Sam, there have been times in the last year or so when we've been a little dour in the report that we've had. We've been a little concerned. We haven't been all that happy about the news. But this is not one of those times, is it?
No, we're now 6 months into what we believe is a recovery that's getting good traction. And it's a lot more fun to talk about this, but it's also equally important to understand when it's heading down as well as when it's heading up.
Yeah, you got to know that the thing is you may not like the news, but you still got to have the news, don't you?
Well, you do, and deal with it in an appropriate way. And back in April 1st, we do this as of the first of each month, and then we post it on our website after we've compiled the results and prepared a report and an interpretation of it, usually at the end of the first week of each month, on our website, which is tatumpartners.com. And in this, for the last 6 months, it's been picking up. By April 1st, we said, we think we see the beginnings of a recovery here. Maybe the worst is behind us. And in May, we said, wow, this is greater confirmation. We feel much more confident now. And then June, July, August have all been uptick months in our survey. And our survey, and the same is true in September. I don't want it to seem boring because we don't know each month which way it's going to go. Mm-hmm. But right now, because we look back 30 days and forward 60 days. This is not a long-term forecast, and we're not economists. We're chief financial officers and chief information officers dealing across the country in companies in a broad base of industries. And so September was almost a carbon copy of August, and we see the expansion continuing to improve.
Well, I noticed one thing, though, here. You say here, let me see if I can find it, something about this being the strongest response in the survey's history, that the this month's indicators are about the same, except that 50% of the respondents said business improved in the last 30 days. 50%, you say that really hasn't happened before.
That hasn't happened with us before. Typically, Jim, in the largest individual response, if we ask the question of our participants in this survey, which are our partners, if you look back in the last 30 days, did business conditions get better, business conditions get worse, or did business conditions stay about the same? Typically, the largest response to that is business conditions stayed about the same. Mm-hmm. But so the sensitive parts are improvement or going down. And for the first time in our survey, which began right after 9/11, 2001, so now we're right at in our third, right at 2 years.
The third year coming up.
This is the first time we've had 50% of our respondents say that things got better. And the ratio of those who are saying things got better versus those who are saying things got worse also is very strong, and went to almost seven times as many people saying in our survey saying things got better versus things got worse in the last 30 days.
And Sam, you know, the marketplace is a very emotional organism, isn't it? And
it is emotional, and we are
so
concerned.
This kind of emotion, I'm going to call it, even though these people are pretty pretty steely eyed guys. These CFOs and CIOs, you know, they're not easily impressed, probably. Still, when we see this kind of response from these people out there across the country, it I think it bodes well, because for one thing, confident people buy capital goods, and that's one of the things that we need to have happen. Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with our good friend Sam Norwood. Stay with us. We're back at 17 till. Let me remind you, coming up in this show straight ahead, Todd Pearson's going to join us. We're going to talk about PayPal. We're going to talk about some different ways for you to collect your money from your online customers. And then Steve Chandler will have some entrepreneurial words of wisdom for us after that. And then coming up in the show tomorrow, one of the things I'm going to do, we're going to do at least one half hour on looking back on 911 and looking forward to all the 911s to come. And when I say 911s, I just mean each year to come and what we can expect. And at least one person is going to join us for that segment. That's going to be Rich Galen. So just wanted to let you know about that. Sam Norwood is our guest, and he's with Tatum Partners, and we're talking about their survey. Sam, as we took the break, I said that the marketplace is an emotional organism, and that when the folk, those of us who operate in this organism, the business owners and the decision makers, when we get confident, we buy capital items. As you know, consumers have been floating our boat for a long, long time, and they need a little help from the companies, don't they? They need some capital purchases picking up a little bit.
Consumers kind of kept us going, and I think part of the consumers keeping us going as an economy as related to refinancing of houses to some degree. We don't know exactly how much, but to some degree that's kept us going. And now the industrial, the business side is picking up very strongly, and it shows up in manufacturing backlogs, which 6 months ago, only 20% of our respondents indicated that backlogs were had improved in the last 30 days. Now, 41% say backlogs had improved. And people, you know, like we're business owners, and business owners and business managers do swing according to how confident they feel about the conditions, ultimate demand, and the probable near-term future. So we see also a pickup in capital expenditures. From 6 months ago, the capital commitments are now 23% of our respondents say capital commitments are up versus 16% just 6 months ago.
That's great.
The only weak spot that we see right now is in the headcounts, and we read about the employment situation. Mm-hmm. And it's not that that business owners don't want to hire more people, and in fact, we believe they will hire more people, but the productivity improvements in the last 5 years have been so tremendous and continue on that it's hard to justify immediately until they feel like that the expansion is going to justify taking on more people. But
well,
the productivity really matters.
I think I told you about the paper company whose manager I talked to, and he said that 10 years ago, the new plant they built, if they'd built that 10 years ago, it would have taken 800 employees. Now the same plant takes 400 employees.
Yeah.
And they all use computers.
All of your listeners, if you think about how much your own individual productivity has improved, what you get done in a day in the past year, if it's 5% or more, and our economy is growing at 5%, which we believe is approximately where we are, then you would understand that there would be no improvement in hiring. But many businesses, particularly small businesses, are leading the way in the hiring.
Yep.
They always depend more on human labor rather than physical capital. And we believe that the smaller businesses are responding better to this improvement in conditions, and they'll be the place we'll look for improvement in employment.
Well, a couple of reasons why that's true, Sam, is number one is we're 98% of all businesses. Number two is because we employ about 60% of all workers in America. Number three is because we don't go offshore when we need more people, like some of the larger companies do. And number four, and that is that a lot of these people out there, Sam, who are looking for work, are untrained for the jobs that they're applying for because they've been doing something else, and the job that they used to know how to do isn't even in America anymore. And so they're having to retrain, and they're more likely to find a job they can retrain for in a small business.
Well, I think, too, the small business, one of the advantages of a small business compared to large is the nimbleness of a small business. A small business can gear up, go down, and, in fact, is far more nimble than the large business, just like David versus Goliath. If you're quick and move fast, then you have the advantage. And small business will respond quicker both to the upturns and the downturns, and so that's another reason why I think that they'll be leading the pack in employment when as the months tick by.
Well, and speaking of as the months tick by, part of your survey includes what's going to happen in the next 60 days. You guys have a 60-day crystal ball. Tell us about that.
Well, yes, we look out 60 days. That's still, in economist terms, short term, and it is near term. But fully 96% of all of our respondents indicated that they expect conditions during the next 60 days to either get better or remain the same. That's virtually everybody expects better or the same. Better, 64% expect things to get better in the next 60 days, and that compares to only 37% nearly 6 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
So that's another a strong expectation.
Absolutely, and that's more confidence, and I think that bodes well, and this is going to build slowly but surely, folks. We're gradually going to build one little bit of confidence on top of the other until we finally get this sail, as Sam would say, get our boat rigged and get our sails full of air, and the economy will be back on its feet very soon. Tintail, stay with us. Back. 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with us. Sam Norwood is our guest. He's with Tatum Partners. And folks, Tatum Partners is a kind of an interesting, it's a very interesting organization and rather unique, I think, because they basically are professional financial officers and professional information officers, which are the technology folks, who make themselves available to companies on kind of a part-time basis, right, Sam?
Part-time or full-time, and
yeah.
And interim or forever.
So if somebody's growing and mm-hmm. and they need $150,000 a year CFO, but they can't quite justify it, they only need that person for a couple of days a week, they can give you guys a call and you bring them in there.
Some of our partners will fulfill the CFO function or CIO function for two companies at the same time, 2 days
yeah.
here, 3 days there, and it works really well. They get the horsepower of someone with a great deal of experience and capability without having to pay the full boat and all the commitment.
Well, the reason I think that's good, and I want to talk about this for just a minute, and, folks, because the reason this is good is somebody who, when I was a full-time consultant myself, Sam, I would try to help the emerging clients that I worked for, the folks who were breaking out, and we're going to grow from $5 million a year to $20 million a year over 3 or 4 years. They just had the opportunity to break out like that. I encourage them to find somebody, a financial person, who had already made that trip, sort of a wagon master, somebody who'd already made that trip, and they could come back and take them back through the Continental Divide because they knew the way. It's very important, isn't it?
I think it's very important because so many judgments need to be made as you make that trip, and having had the experience is important. And also, if you're growing really rapidly and you're looking to hire somebody, first, making long-term commitments with the possibility of severance is kind of a risky situation. With us, there's no severance. And also, as you grow with us, if you have one of our partners as fulfilling the function of CFO or CIO, and you outgrow that person, we take that one out and can put in another one, make a seamless change with someone that has horsepower and the particular needs that you have at that time.
And so
it's a very low risk way to go.
Well,
and
this kind of availability of a resource is one of the things that helps America grow the way it's growing, because we somebody finds a product, somebody identifies a niche and fills that niche, and nobody in the world does this better than we do here in the United States. Sam, give us your website, please.
Yes, www.TatumPartners.com.
Sam,
go there, you can meet the partners and see we're in 30 markets. But Jim, let's talk about in the broader perspective. Everybody, part of small businesses' capacity has to do with outsourcing. This is flexibility in the marketplace. You outsource things, and in fact, that's one of the reasons for strong growth right now in small business. Is larger businesses are outsourcing to smaller businesses because smaller businesses can fulfill a lot of the needs of larger businesses better than they could internally, the larger businesses years ago. Mm-hmm. So part of that, too, is remaining flexible, and we believe outsourcing generally is the way to go when you're able to do it. And so we do this in our own little way in providing outsourced CFOs and CIOs.
The thing, you're exactly right, and let me tell you something. It's how I do what I do. I mean, I tease about having a real small organization. We are a real small organization. But if you added up all of the people that I outsource work to, if you added up all my, well, I call them vendor partners that I do business with, well, I got 30 or 40 folks working for me.
Exactly. And when you outsource, what you do is you get the person when you need them, and you pay for what you get. And when you don't need them, then they can be doing something else, and you're not paying their mm-hmm. freight. Mm-hmm. You just use them when you need them. And when you get them, you have their full attention and their expertise, and you have their full commitment. And then you say, this is enough. Boom, they're gone. And it gives you flexibility and the lowest possible cost.
Absolutely. Sam Norwood, we've got to wrap it up for this hour. Thank you for being here. Good job today. Good report. Thanks for the good news. We could use it.
Well, we wish we could always give good news like this. Let's hope it keeps up.
I predict we'll have more good news next time, and I'm looking forward to that already. Thanks, Sam.
Great. Thank you, Jim.
Good luck today, buddy.
Thank you.
Norwood, ladies and gentlemen, with Tatum Partners. He'll be with us in about a month or so. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, because without your courage, hard work, devotion to your dreams, America would not be the greatest entrepreneurial country in the world. This is Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.